Yeah, I remember. I think, what's interesting, the for me, one of the big earshots into the past and the future, into the, well, the past from Chris and my time, was when I snuck into the ISIS theater. Nick, who ran the ISIS, I think he owned the ISIS, right? He had a
Yeah.
wall in the storage area where he would store all the notes that us kids wrote in order to get into the R-rated movies. And I went and
Oh,
I,
really?
yeah, and I went and you could see all the way up the wall, all the different generations of kids. And I went all the way to Andy Mill, even saw a note that Andy Mill wrote.
Oh, God, no kidding.
That's like old Aspen history. That's to me, that's kind of the classic. What I remember, what was so cool about Aspen was finding things like that.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, reading your book, I think you guys had more fun than we did.
I doubt it, man. We may have gotten more in trouble, but I can't imagine we had more fun.
Oh, God.
You
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Most beautiful place in the world to grow up, in my book.
Yeah, can't disagree with you more. That's the most amazing place. I got a question though. You went, the high school was built right around the time or before you went to the high school, right?
I went to the red brick school.
Oh, okay.
That's what
All
I was
12th
wondering.
grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's hard to believe we crammed all of those kids in that building, but it worked.
Yeah.
Well, what's amazing now is having everybody, everything, all, your time and the building that you were in versus the high school now with everybody up in that big building over there.
I'll tell you what, I've been doing a thing with the Historical Society, which I mentioned to you. I was going to the community school yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we went to the Aspen Elementary School last week. We're going again next week. I couldn't find my way around any of those schools. They're so big. God, I got a guide.
I know. I remember when the community school was like a log cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Gibson's dad was a one of those environmentally designer guys, and he designed that school. And so it was raw cut logs. It was really kind of neat.
Yeah. I remember when they started building that, I thought, well, I don't know how long this is going to last. But God, it's quite a place up there.
What year did you graduate, Tony?
64.
64. Okay.
Wow, that was before I was born.
You didn't know I was that damn old.
I'm trying to think of some of your classmates would have been like the Caparella, Jinx Caparella, or that, or they older, or younger than that.
Well, pretty close. Jinx is a year older than me.
Okay.
There was Jinx, Siobhan.
What about Harold Smith? I think he's about that. He's about your age, right?
Yeah, he's, I don't know, a little bit younger, but close.
Okay.
We were in high school together. He's still around.
Yeah, he's at the city of Aston still, right?
I think he's retired now.
Oh, good. Good for him.